Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
I want to welcome you all to
Junior Giants Speak. This is a radio show for children, by children, and about children. And I just want to say we're glad to have you all with us this morning. I want to say good morning to all my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, you all.
Good morning.
And we're going to get ready to start our show. As always, I want to thank you all for your participation. I want you to know that you're doing a great job. I appreciate the time that you spend in preparing your stories and looking the things up that you need to look up in order to be able to do good stories. I want to thank you all for your excellent spirits and continue to do great things because you were created to be great. You are created in the image of God, so you know that you're meant to do great things. As we get started this morning, I just want to take a moment to thank the parents also for the time that you spend, because I know that some of you all are doing a lot to help the kids prepare for the shows, and I do want you to know that that is appreciated. So we're going to go on and get started. I'm getting so excited because we're coming into the Christmas season. I love this time of year. I just love the spirit that's in the air. And I want to encourage you all that while we are preparing for Christmas, I want you to remember to keep Christ as your focal point for the celebration, because it's all about Christ. And it's easy to get caught up in the shopping and the lights and the presents and some for some Santa Claus, but the whole point of Christmas is Christ. So I just want to encourage you all to stay focused in that area and keep Christ as the center part of your Christmas. So for part of today's show, what we're going to be doing is we're going to, near the end of the show, we're going to start beginning to celebrate the Christmas season, because this really is celebration time. And I love to put up the Christmas trees, and I love to decorate my home, and I like seeing all the lights throughout the city. It's a beautiful time. And so as we prepare here on Junior Giant Speaks, some of our reporters today are going to start off with stories or about what Christmas means to them, and they're going to talk about some of their family traditions. This is in preparation for our show on December 17th, which is going to be our Christmas show. So I want you to be listening in, and I'm also going to be having an opportunity for our Junior Giant cooks, because I know some of you all out there are budding chefs, and I want you to know that you're going to have an opportunity to have your recipes posted on our webpage. And so when the show is over, if you have a recipe that you all make for Christmas or something that you want to share, we want you to go to the website and or send me an email with the recipe on it, and we'll make sure that it gets posted on the website. The email address is jr_giants_speaks@yahoo.com. And if you would do that and just send me your recipes, we'll make sure that they get on the radio. So we're going to get started this morning, and we're going to start off with our current event. And it's nice for us to stay current and understand what's going on. So we're going to start off with our Junior Giant reporter, Mr. Caleb Vaughn. Caleb, are you there?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good. So what is your story about today?
My story will be about Black Friday.
Okay, go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Caleb, and I'm talking about current events. The holiday season is upon us. Last week, we celebrated Thanksgiving, followed by what seems to be a holiday, too. Black Friday. This is a day where people look forward to doing a lot of shopping for Christmas at super discounted prices. Shoppers line up outside stores before they are even open at crazy hours of the night. As soon as the door opens, they pour in. It's a day full of chaos where it seems people will stop at nothing to get a good deal. Consumers get pushed, knocked over, hit, and unfortunately, some have even lost their lives in the madness. Huge TVs for $200, Blu-ray displays for $50. I think it's good to get a good deal, and I love to save money, but we should not be willing to do just anything to save a dollar. We should be considerate of one another and remember what this holiday season is really about. Love and giving. Jesus is the true reason for this season.
Okay, so you were talking about the Black Friday sales. I did hear that there were people that got hurt during this sales. Can you imagine standing out in the cold at 3 o'clock in the morning? Would you stand out for a good deal?
Most likely not.
Most likely not me either. But it's interesting to see how far some people will go to in order to get the deals that they say are out there on Black Friday. And I know that the traffic was horrible, and just people were out there in droves trying to find a deal. Thank you, Caleb, for your story. And we're going to keep going, and we're going to have our sports update from Mr. Seth Vaughn. Seth, are you ready?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Good.
You're good. Do you have big plans for today?
My sister has a basketball game.
Okay, so you're going to go and cheer her on?
Well, she's a cheerleader.
Oh, she's a cheerleader. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go on and give us your sports update, would you?
Yes. It looks like we may have an NBA season after all. The lockout is lifted and players are able to attend training camps. Free agents have the ability to negotiate with teams once again, and rookie players can now actually sign with teams they were drafted by. Free agency and training camps will start on December 9th. The season is set to begin on Christmas Day with 3 games: Boston Celtics at New York Knicks, Miami Heat at Dallas Mavericks, and Chicago Bulls at Los Angeles Lakers. Aside, of course, from the true meaning of Christmas being the birth of our Savior and natural excitement that comes along with it. December 25th is going to be an exciting day for players, owners, fans. The players will be back to work, and the fans will be able to enjoy one of their favorite pastimes. Not to mention, tickets are being offered at deep discounts. It looks like the season is going to have 66 games rather than 82. Though it's shorter than usual, I'm glad the NBA is back.
Okay, are you a big basketball fan?
Yes.
Who's your favorite team?
The Lakers.
The Lakers, why?
Because Kobe Bryant is, really good.
Oh, so you really like Kobe Bryant. Who's the team that you don't like the most?
The Heat.
You don't like Miami?
Yes.
Why?
I don't like LeBron James.
Okay, so when LeBron James was playing for the other team, who was he playing for? Cleveland. Did you not like Cleveland?
I like Cleveland.
You like him now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it'll be interesting to see how this is going to go. They finally got everything settled with the strike, And now I guess everybody for Christmas is going to be sitting there. I know my husband will be sitting in front of that TV watching all those basketball games. So, Seth, we thank you this morning for your report. And I'm glad, too, that the lockout is over. Good job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too.
And we're going to move on. And our next report today is going to be a book review. And our first book review is going to be by Miss Ariana Griggs. And we are happy to have her this morning. Ariana, what is your book report, your book review on?
It's on Silent Thunder.
Silent Thunder? Who is that
by? Yes. That's by Andrea Davis Pinkney.
Okay, go right ahead.
Good morning. Today's book review is somewhat different. I mean, has your mom ever chosen a book for you from the library that you didn't like? Well, my mom did just that, and I have to admit it was pretty good in the end. The book she chose is called Silent Thunder, a Civil War story. The author is Andrea Davis Pinkney. The main characters are Roscoe, Clem, Mama, and Summer. They are all slaves. In the beginning, they are working on Parnell's plantation, and they learn that Roscoe can read. Did you know slaves were not supposed to know how to read during that time? No one knows Roscoe can read, and Mama warns him to not go around talking about it like his sister Summer. By the way, Roscoe is teaching Summer to read. She has a gift that Roscoe gave her that is teaching her to read. It's a lesson book. Her mother says she is always going around and telling, as Summer's mama would say, that which she shouldn't. In the end, Roscoe and Clem run away. The slave catchers couldn't find them. Later, they get help from lots of people and become freed slaves. You can learn more about the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation, and President Abraham Lincoln by visiting your local library or by just opening up your social studies textbook. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Well, thank you, Ariana. So can you imagine the time when you would not have been even able to read that book? You told me in your last show that you are an avid reader. So
yes.
You enjoyed this book?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Tell me how often you get to spend time reading, just enjoying reading, not just schoolwork.
For, like, my reading contract for school.
Okay, so do you read daily?
Yes, if it's the last day to read and I have to do either a project with it or I have to take an AR test or a summary.
Okay. Well, you did a very good job with your report. And it was an excellent point of view because sometimes I don't think we know or young people really remember, they definitely don't remember, but they didn't know of a time when Blacks weren't allowed to read. It was against the law. If you were a slave and they caught you reading, they would either beat you or kill you. And they didn't want you to be associated with other slaves because they were afraid that you were going to teach them how to read. So I want to admonish all of you all because young children who read, you become the brilliant people. You become the people to know because you have a deeper understanding of things because you're reading all the time. So excellent job, Ariana. Good job.
I do read 20 minutes every day.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Keep it up. Keep it up. And the more you read, the more you know. And you can learn about all kinds of different things when you read. You can learn about different countries. You can learn about how to do different things. And so the more you read, the better you get at it. And the better you get, the more you're going to enjoy it. So good job.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we will move on then to our next reporter, This is going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to this one. We have a spoken word guest, and our reporter this morning is Dee Dee Hayes. Good morning, Dee Dee.
Good morning.
And who are you? Who is your guest today?
My guest is Daquan Richardson.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. My name is DeJoy Hayes, and I would like to know, what type of poetry do you do?
The poetry that I write, it comes from my heart. I express on how I feel.
Okay. Where did your love for poetry come from?
It came from my household. It came from my mother and my grandmother, because of the struggles that we had to go through, and that's where I got my love from. I expressed my feelings on the paper.
Pretty cool. How long have you been doing spoken word?
Since I was about 14, 15.
Okay. What would you say to young poets to encourage them?
Continue to write. Continue to express yourself. Continue to stay true to yourself. And keep going. Keep doing what you have to do. Keep writing.
Okay. So where did you get your inspiration from?
I got my inspiration from my mom. I got my inspiration from actually seeing people suffer, because it's a lot that I want to do with my writings. I want to be very inspirational to people. So that's where I got my inspiration from. I got my inspiration from seeing people suffer so I could try to do better for myself in order to help them.
Okay. What's the name of the pieces you're doing today?
Obstacles, Life.
Okay. So, that's all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Go right ahead, Daquan.
What'd you say?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Life. Life is based upon structure and discipline. Those two key components fall in the lap of development. Development is repetition. Repetition is the father of learning. Repetition is the act to repeat. Not to repeat negativity, but the teachings of positive rehearsal. Therefore, when you seek, you shall find. 5 times out of 10, you may not always like what you see, but that's why we rehearse. That's why we live. That's what makes you and I human. We weren't asked to be brought into this world. That decision was made by God. So don't be hard on yourself when you sin. Jesus seen the filth of wrongdoing inside all of us before you and I ever knew what life was and what life is. There's a future for every sinner and a past for every Christian. Continue to push and move forward. Expect problems and eat them for breakfast. More or less, was life without pressure.
Go right ahead. Did you have another one?
Oh, no, I just wrote one.
Okay, you did a good job. So you said that you got your love and your inspiration from the things that you've gone through with your mother and your grandmother.
Yes.
Do you feel like being able to express yourself in writing helps you to be able to stay strong so that, you know, you can get everything out that you need to say?
Most definitely. It's a stress reliever.
Okay. And how do you want your writing to impact those that hear it?
In all sorts of ways. Sometimes it's unexplainable, to be honest with you, because I want to do a lot. I want people to feel a lot of ways, because we're all human. We all have natural feelings. We all have days when we feel like this and days when we feel like that. You know what I mean? We're very emotional. We're very sensitive. So it's a lot that I want to explain and a lot I want to get off my chest so people can understand me, and then maybe we could all be on one accord.
Okay, and I think also your writing, what your writing can do is it can let other people know and young people know that you can go through hard times and even though you go through hard times, there is a way out, and that you can stay strong and keep going. So that's that. You did a great job. We appreciate that, and we do want to invite you to come back again. So please don't let this be your last time. And so when you're writing, think of something that will be an inspiration to the Junior Giants, and we will make sure that we will have you on our show again in the near future.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I just want to say one thing to the Junior Giants. Whatever your craft is, whatever your hobbies are, whatever you like to do, stay focused. School is very important. It's really, really important because I had to learn the hard way, and you don't want to learn the hard way. Trust me, you really don't want to learn the hard way. Continue to listen to your parents. Continue to be obedient because I had to fall on my face. So just continue to do what you have to do. Continue to pray. Continue to believe in God and continue to be successful. And that's it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well said. God bless you, Daquan. Thank you again. And what he said is so true. If you are gifted and you have a talent, God has given you a talent. Stay true to your talent. God has given you a talent for a reason. It's not just so that you can do something fun. It's for a reason. And he's using his talent to help someone else. And that's an excellent thing. We're going to keep moving forward this morning, and we're going to have our fashion update. And we're going to have that by Miss Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Hi, I'm Danielle, and today's fashion update is on Gucci. The House of Gucci, better known as Gucci, is an Italian fashion of leather goods labeled part of Gucci, the Gucci Group, which was owned by French company PPR. Gucci was founded by Guccio Gucci in Florence in 1921. Gucci is the biggest selling Italian brand. Gucci operates about 278 directly operated stores worldwide, and it wholesales its products through franchises and upscale department stores. From modest beginnings at the end of the 19th century, the Gucci company became one of the world's most successful manufacturers of high-end leather goods, clothing, and other fashion products. As an immigrant in Paris and then London, working in exclusive hotels, young Guccio Gucci was impressed with the luxurious language he saw sophisticated guests bring with them. Together with three of his sons, Aldo Gucci, Vasco Gucci, and Rodolfo Gucci, Gucci expanded the company to include stores in Milan and Rome, as well as additional shops in Florence, as well as the Gucci stores featured such finely crafted leather accessories such as handbags, shoes, and his iconic ornamental loafer, as well as the silks and knitwear in a signature pattern. The Gucci loafer is the only shoe in the collection of Museum of Modern Art in New York. The company made handbags of cotton canvas rather than leather during World War II as a result of material shortages. The canvas, however, was distinguished by a signature double G symbol combined with commented red and green bands. After the war, the Gucci crest, which showed a shield of an armored knight surrounded by a ribbon inscribed with the family name, became famous in the city of Florence. Aldo and Rodolfo Gucci further expanded the company's horizons in 1953 by establishing offices in New York City, film stars and jet set travelers to Italy during the 1950s and 1960s brought their glamour to Florence, turning Gucci's merchandise into international status symbols. Movie stars pose in Gucci's clothing, accessories, and footwear for lifestyle magazines around the world, contributing to the company's growing reputation.
So that's the story of Gucci.
Yes.
Okay. So I know that people are really into, that's kind of a status name, if you have a Gucci bag or Gucci shoes. And so how do you think that affects kids your age?
I don't even think kids my age wear Gucci.
Okay. All right. So I have to admit, I did see a little girl with a Gucci bag, and her mother says that Gucci bag was real. Is that a bag you think you're going to need to go to school?
No.
Probably not. But so we appreciate your fashion update. I'm still waiting to see when are you going to be putting out your little line for us.
I am almost done with it, actually.
You're almost done with it. Okay. Well, we are really looking forward to it. I want you to make sure that your mom or your grandmother take pictures so that we can put your line up on the website. Okay. And so what do you like about sewing?
I like everything about it. It's just fun to me. And I like making my own clothes.
Okay. So do you like have favorite colors or favorite designs or something you really like making the most?
Well, I like the color blue. That's actually my favorite color.
Okay. I know, it seems like I heard that you make hats. You made hats. Do you like wearing hats?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Danielle, we look forward to seeing the Danielle line, okay? And we want to make sure that we get that up on the website.
Okay.
Okay. So we look forward to our next fashion update, and we thank you for your story.
Okay.
We're gonna move on this morning, and we have our musical section, and I'm looking forward to this piece. We have our music director here this morning, and her name is Miss Arielle Mack. Arielle, are you there?
Yes.
I'll go right ahead with your story.
Well, hi, my name is Arielle Mack, and I'm going to be interviewing Shami Rustin. She's a pianist, and let's go ahead and get started. Well, Shami, what is your family tradition?
What is my family tradition?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Our family tradition, we definitely we celebrate Christ in our house, and we put up the Christmas tree, and one main thing that we do is on Christmas Eve, I always make a Christmas Eve breakfast for dinner. So that's the big thing in our house. I make a big breakfast on Christmas Eve, and we just enjoy the season. We enjoy Christ, and we enjoy each other as a family and our friends.
Well, thanks. How do you involve God in your Christmas? You told me about, like, you involve him, like, you really celebrate him, but, like, tell me, how do you do it?
How do I ask the question again? I didn't quite hear you.
How do you involve Christ in your Christmas?
Oh, how do I involve Christ in our Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, it's usually every night with our family, we, especially around this time of year, we always read something in the Bible pertaining to this time of year. And so we talk about the birth of Jesus, as well as taking my kids to church and them being involved in sometimes some of the Christmas activities in church. So it's really prevalent in our household because with Santa Claus and the Christmas tree and presents and everybody getting candy and cookies. And we just make sure that everyone knows in our house that the real season, the real reason for the season is because of Jesus.
Thanks. And if you didn't celebrate Christmas, would you still acknowledge God on this, on Christmas?
If I didn't celebrate Christmas?
Yep.
Yes, I would. I would still, because he is, he's a big part of who I am. So I would always celebrate Jesus in my life.
Have you ever written a Christmas song?
I haven't. Oh, wait a second. I didn't write a Christmas song, but I wrote an arrangement of a Christmas song, of a few Christmas songs before. So I did a special version of O Come All Ye Faithful on piano one time, and then I did a choir version of Joy to the World. So, yes, I have written some arrangements of Christmas songs.
How do your parents acknowledge God? Like, do they really, really put themselves in, like, that when everyday life, do they really, really love God and they show it in themselves?
Do my parents?
Yep.
Yes, they do. They do love God. They taught me at a very young age to always acknowledge God in our life for everything that we do, because he's the one that gets us, gives us our gifts. He's the one that helps us through our day. He's the one that helps us live and helps us live right every day of our lives. So my parents always put that structure. They brought me to church when I was younger, and they just always helped me know that God should be a major part of my life as I became older.
And like when you celebrate Christmas, do you go anywhere to see family, or just you and your parents?
I haven't gone. Now I live away from my parents, but they're actually coming out here to see me this year. So, but usually I celebrate it with my family, and hopefully my parents this year will be exciting because they'll be coming out here to visit me during the Christmas season.
That's good. And here's my last question. When you see somebody that you love and you really love them and you really don't, you do care about them, like, but if you see that they don't have any Christmas presents, give them one, but then don't ask for something in return, because as my parents taught me that when somebody gives you something, all you have to do is say thank you and don't ask them, I'll give you something, or the other way around.
Right. Yeah, I think it's important just in giving and never to really ask him anything in return, because I believe when you give, it first of all pleases God in whatever that you give. And if you give as a sacrifice, it pleases God, and I believe God blesses you in the end when you're giving from a really true and pure heart.
Well, that's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Shami. I'm about,
yes,
long have you been playing the piano?
I have been playing the piano since I was 5 years old. So that's a pretty long time, like over 15 years.
Okay. And I've heard you play. I know you very well. I was thinking about the Joy to the World arrangement that you created for our choir. And so,
yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration from for your music?
I listen to a lot of different types of music. And ever since I was young, I would always, even on commercials or TV, or I would always hear the music before I'd actually see a TV show or a movie. And so I would just always have music running in my head for all different styles, from classical to gospel to R&B, to jazz, to any kind of music. And so it's just been a prevalent part of my life. And so my inspiration just comes from whatever I see or hear on that day and just whatever I've been listening to over the past few years.
And I know that we have some young musicians out there, and I'm going to give you two questions. Can you tell me what you would say to them who are just beginning to play? Because even our music director, she's a budding musician, and I want you to also explain the song that we're getting ready to play.
Okay. The first thing I would say to all young musicians is never, ever give up. In the beginning, it can be kind of hard and kind of taxing when you have to practice or when you're just learning your instrument or learning how to sing. But you never, ever give up, and you always stay involved over the years in any kind of music activity, whether it's at your school, whether it's at church, or whether you're just doing something at home, but always continue to keep performing and playing music, because as the years goes on, as you get older, you get better and you get more crafted. And you remember that God has given you your talent, so he didn't just give you the talent just for you to do anything with it. He did give it to you for a reason, and so you have to really hone in on that gift and make sure that you thank him for the gift, and then you give it back to him, whether it's at church or helping other people to learn the instrument or learn how to sing. So I've always just said stay true to that and then just keep going forth and learning how to get better at your instrument or your voice. And then the song that I wrote is for an upcoming CD that I have coming out in 2012. And it's a solo piano piece, and it's entitled Healing Hymn, H-Y-M-N, like a healing song. And it's a solo piano piece that I wrote for my parents. It was just a time that I think our family needed healing and for whatever the reason was. And it just came to me at the piano. And at the end of it, it has a little hymn of Yes, Jesus Loves Me. So this is the only solo piano piece on my CD. The rest of the CD includes bass and drums, but I thought this one would be appropriate because it was this one meant the most to me when I wrote it. It just came strictly from my heart.
Okay, thank you, Shami, for being our guest this morning. We're going to play her song. It's called The Healing Hymn. Please listen and enjoy. style is very beautiful. That's
Thank
called
you.
It. Even Him by Ms. Shami T. Royston. Thank you, Shami.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we look forward to having you again.
Yes, thank you so much. This was an honor. Thank you again.
Okay, when is your CD coming out?
In January 2012.
All right, we look forward to that. What's the title?
It's entitled Portrait.
Portrait. All right, so we're going to be looking for that Portrait by Ms. Shami T. Royston. All right,
yes.
Thank you again for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to move right along. And that was just a beautiful piece, very peaceful. I enjoyed that great deal. And we're going to move right along. We have another book review this morning. And to be honest, I'm not sure which one of the twins is doing the book review. It's going to be either Faith or Grace. Which one has the book review?
Faith.
All right, Miss Faith, would you go right ahead? What book are you reviewing?
Hot Pepperonis.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
The book is called The Battle of the Red Hot Pepper Weenies.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. This book is a very silly and creepy book. It's a book with little different books in them. What makes it good is that every chapter of the book has something bad happen to the character. And at the end, you never know what happens to them, so it makes the book very interesting, and you want to keep reading on, but you can't because the next chapter is a different book. And there's only two series of this book, and it is very creepy.
Okay, so what was the name of this book?
The Battle of the Red Hot Pepperonis.
Okay, so you said this is a creepy book?
Mm-hmm. It's like it has people in it that does very unnatural things, like stuff like that.
Okay, what made you want to read this book?
Because I read the first book and it was really good, so I wanted to read the other series of the book, and I have it.
Okay, so who is this by?
David Lubar.
Okay. Well, I want to encourage you two to keep reading. That seems to be one of the themes this morning, because reading is fundamental. And it's important that you all continue to hone your skills in reading and become excellent readers. And I thank you this morning for your report.
You're welcome.
Okay. And we're going to move right along. We have Miss Grace. And Grace is going to start off our Christmas. We're going now into our Christmas section. And this is, like I said, is in preparation for our Christmas show, which will be on the 17th of October. And Miss Grace, are you there?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
My name is Grace Dixon, and I am telling why I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my family, friends, and sisters. But what I am most thankful for is God, because if we are not thankful for God, what is there to be thankful for? Without God, we wouldn't have any of this stuff, so we need to be thankful for Him before we are thankful for anything else. I'm also thankful for a roof over my head and the stuff in it, like my DS, Wii, and my bed. I'm also thankful for food and an education, because some kids don't have an education, so I'm lucky. Some kids complain and say that they hate school, but I tell them, if you think about it, you're really lucky, because some kids want education, but they can't have it, and it helps you get a better job when you're in high school or out of college. I am also I'm thankful for my sisters because if I didn't have them, I would be very lonely. I'm also thankful for my mom for taking care of me and my family for loving me. And I am thankful for my, so that's what I'm thankful for.
Okay, so you did thankful. Tell me what you're doing for the holiday, for Christmas.
My big sister is coming from college for Christmas, and there's going to be a Christmas parade. Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
Okay. And I want to invite those of you who are listening. We do have a Christmas program that some of the young people are going to be involved in. It's going to be on the evening of the 17th. We are doing dinner theater at High Point Christian Tabernacle. And so if you want something for your young people to do, we just we invite you. Dinner is $3 for adults and $1 for children. And so that's something that we're doing for the Christmas holiday. And we're going to move on to our last Junior Giant reporter. And he's going to talk about, I believe he's talking about Christmas, too. And so, Simeon, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you this morning, Simeon?
I am good.
I want to thank you for your patience. Sometimes it's hard being last, but I wanted to put you last because I wanted to close out the show talking about Christmas. So, are you getting ready for Christmas?
Yes, ma'am. Well, my story is about one of my dreams.
It's about one of your dreams? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, that works for me, too. Well, tell me about your dreams. Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Simeon Spann reporting to you. This week, I would like to share with you one of my dreams. I want to start a foundation. The goal of my foundation will be to find cures for illnesses such as cancer in children. After the kids have been tested or during their testing, they can play with toys. I would like to have cars, trucks, planes, and trains, and action figures for the boys. And for the girls, I would like to have dolls and cooking sets. I think this will help the kids be happy. I plan to start my foundation with money that I save. I know this money won't last forever, and that's when I'll need your help with donations. My policy is going to be that the ladies work with the girls and the men work with the boys. It's easier that way because the ladies understand the girls and the men understand the boys. Now I haven't officially named my foundation. I'm still debating between Children's Place Hospital and the Best of the Best Children's Hospital. So will you send donations in the future? I sure hope you will support me. This is Simeon Spann saying goodbye.
Okay, Simeon, so you have a dream about a children's hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Where do you think this came from? Why a children's hospital?
Well, one day I was just surfing the TV, and then I saw the Gray Memorial Hospital, and then I watched that, and yesterday I was reading something about a hospital for children, and then that's what I thought of. And then I had it in my dream once.
Okay. I think that's a very kind-hearted dream. That's a nice aspiration. It's to want to help other children who are suffering with cancer. Do you know any children that are sick with cancer?
That I know their names?
Do you know their names or have you met any?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I hope you have an opportunity to do this because I would think that it's really hard to be a child and to be sick and have to be in the hospital all the time. And so this is a great dream, and I want you to hold on to your dream and start seeing how you can start doing that to help other children. And one of the things that I want to so you did a good job on your story. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I want to also talk with you all about we're going to try to help some children over the holidays. These children are in Pakistan, which is a country clearing across the world. But these are children who are poor children who don't have much of anything. And we are trying to put together a packet where we can just send them some children's clothing. So I want you to be thinking about if you have anything that can go to children who are in need. I want you to give me a call, and you can reach me at 678-516-5570. And I can set up a time to pick up the clothing so that it can be shipped. It's got to go a long way. It's going to go all the way to Pakistan. And so this is our way to help someone else, because during this Christmas season, we are going to be receiving a lot of things. You know, you've made your list for your parents, and you want them to get you this, and you want them to get you that. But I want you to practice being a gift, giving a gift to someone else. And so this is a way for us to practice giving. If you have some clothes that are not in bad condition, or even if you want to buy something new, we want to try to do our part to help someone else, and we are going to ship those clothes to the young people in Pakistan. I have a friend who is a pastor over there, and he has a ministry for children, and this is one of the needs that they have at this time of year, of clothing. And so we want to see if we can help meet that need. And I believe that that's what Christmas is all about. And so if you have anything that you would like to donate, like I said, please give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. And you can always send me a note or an email. And the email address is junior_giant_speed@yahoo.com. And you can send me a message that way, and we will make sure that things get taken care of so we can get that shipped out. We want to ship it out after our next show. So our next show is going to be on October 17th. And so I want you also to be getting ready for that show, because we're going to celebrate Christmas. We're going to celebrate Christ. And so these are some things that we want you to be looking forward to. And also, if you are a little chef, I want you to send me your Christmas recipes. If you have cookies, things that you make for the holidays, I want you to please send them to me, and I will make sure that they get posted on the Internet, which is on our website. And our website is wix.com/junior_giant_speaks/JGS. And we're coming now to a close in our show. We're coming down to the end. And kind of like I did on last week, I want to thank you. First of all, I want to thank everyone for your participation. And I want to thank my junior giants. I think that they're some of the best kids God ever made. And I thank them for their time and for their diligence, and I thank their parents for spending time with them and allowing them to be a part of Junior Giants. It's a lot of work sometimes, but it's necessary. And this is an opportunity for you all to show your talents and to practice doing something different. And so I want to thank you for your time that you give. You're doing a great job. You're getting over being nervous on the air, and that's great. So each time that you do it, you're getting better and better. And I get calls after the show all the time about how good you all are doing. And so I want to encourage you all to continue to do well. This is a new project, and so we're growing. We're growing every time the show comes on. I was looking at our statistics yesterday, and they're good numbers. We're getting some listeners that are not, you know, just reporters and not just family members. And so if you have friends and family, I'm encouraging them to listen because you're doing a good job, and this is something that they should hear you doing. And I know that when I'm in the stores, I start giving out cards. When I see parents with children that are the age of, that meet the age criteria between 7 and 12 years old, I make sure I give them a card and see if they want to be involved and want to get their children involved. And so, parents, I want to encourage you to allow your children to continue. And if you have other grandchildren or other children that may be want to participate, please have them contact me, and we will get that set up. The last thing I want to remind you of is I want you to stay safe during this holiday season. You keep yourself safe. Stay away from strangers. We don't talk to strangers. Strangers are people we do not know. If you're out shopping, stay with the person that took you shopping. I don't want you to be afraid, but I do want you to be cautious, and I want you to be aware. Everybody out there is not your friend. Some people are out there to hurt you. So I want you to be careful, be obedient to your parents, and take God with you everywhere you go. And so those are the kind of ways that we stay safe. And I also want to talk to those that are having difficulty in school with the bullying. We've talked about this on several occasions. I want to encourage you to talk to someone. There are options. There are things that can be done. I don't want you to think that it's hopeless, because it's not. There are things that you can do. So once again, I want to offer my assistance. You can call me at 678-516-5570. I am a professional counselor. That's my trade. And so if you need to talk to me, feel free to call. If you are having difficulty, if someone is hurting you, someone is making you feel uncomfortable, or just doing things that are inappropriate, I want you to get help and give me a call. Before we leave the air, I want to say a prayer, real quick prayer. I want to say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. And I want you guys to go out there today and have a great day. I love you all. You're doing a great job. And thank you all for listening to our listening audience. Thank you. And good day. You guys have a nice evening. We're going to go out with the playing our musical guest, Miss Shami T. Royston. Thank you.